We're here on Saturday, the 23rd anniversary of Roe versus Wade at the Embarcadero in San Francisco. The church-based anti-abortion Walk for Life is rallying down there with their message to outlaw abortion because it's murder and nothing else. And the Bay Area Coalition for Our Reproductive Rights has organized a counter-protest and action towards a full reproductive rights agenda and got a member of Los Angeles Radical Women driving all the way up from LA for this event. Can you introduce yourself and explain the importance of this event that got you all the way up here from LA? It's not the funnest drive in the world.
I'm Karen Schmidt. I'm a member of Radical Women. I'm a union member, and I'm a supporter of full abortion rights for all women. I feel that abortion should be legal and safe and available for women of all classes, not just for the rich, and not just for wealthy women to be able to go and hire a doctor to do an abortion procedure. Women are going to have abortions, whether it's legal or not. We want to ensure that abortion is safe and available on demand.
Right. From a unique perspective, I've been looking over at that other group and over the years in this event and also yesterday in Oakland, incredibly intolerable to be around. But some of their positions and their organizing is quite effective, and what they have been saying over the years, organizations like Democrats for Life, Feminists for Life, BlackGenocide.org, is that this Democratic Party can be bought and sold, and that their positions, pro-choice positions, are more and more at odds with their other positions, and that abortion can be eliminated by getting the Democratic Party to change their stance. And we're seeing this in the healthcare debate, where they want to, what would in effect make people buy a separate insurance policy to get abortion rights when it didn't used to cost anything extra with a private policy, when it's already outlawed as a public policy. So talk about what you think actually needs to be done in how we go about advocating for reproductive rights and all the other multi-issue campaigns in society that need to be in place, including a single-payer health care plan, to achieve what we need to achieve.
It's my opinion that politics and the legal system should be taken out of the equation altogether. This is an issue that is up to the woman and her health care provider, period. It's not an issue for the state. It's not an issue for religious organizations to take a position. The capitalist system, as it is, benefits when women are barefoot and pregnant and at home taking care of the wage slave. The profit system wants to see us all be good consumers and continuing to provide more workers to be exploited. And this has got to stop. This is unsustainable. We can see from the failure of our healthcare system and our banking system that the whole capitalist for-profit system is a losing proposition, and it's falling, it's crumbling. What's going to take its place is people connecting together, immigrants, people of color, queers, women. We're all going to band together and bring about a new day of enlightenment for working together for our common good, for society to be uplifted instead of broken down by a system of profit and capitalism.
Right. You can speak to some of these issues with the work you do. I was at an El Salvador event where they're fighting incredible privatizations and things like water and utilities. A speaker the other night talked about it in the context of it being a worldwide phenomenon and used the example in this country of how the Congress is refusing to drop the privatization of healthcare and a single-payer system is the only one which would be effective and fair enough, cost effective to meet anybody's needs, but it's kind of off the table because of the privatization aspects. In the medical system, what I'm seeing also as a medical worker is the agencies that go a little further beyond the service agencies, beyond the narrow dictates of Medi-Cal, Medicare, and serve people. Here, the Women's Choice Clinic in Oakland was the first to shut down, and it was really helping people such as LGBT, transgender people. It was helping immigrant women who are highly uninsured. And so what needs to be done as far as abolishing the profit system to meet the needs of disadvantaged populations, and how does that fit into the overall agenda and organizing strategy and tactics for radical women in LA?
We are joining together with the other disenfranchised members of our population, and we are standing up for our rights as human beings to exist and to share our resources so that everyone is cared for, rich, poor, workers, students, people with children. It's coming together as a people, and down in Los Angeles, we're finding that the more that we connect with the other groups that are disenfranchised by this profit system, the stronger we all get as organizations. It's a coalition building effort.
What issues do you work on in LA as activists?
LGBT rights. The rights of immigrants to have a living and to support their families. We'd like to see the borders opened and stop the violence at the borders against people who are just trying to find a better way of life. It's an effort of bringing all these people together: LGBT, women, with people of color, and immigrants.
Great, that's why we're out here in the pouring rain. Let's get to the event. Thanks for taking time to talk with me.
You're welcome.
Kelly Schmidt is a member of Radical Women and IATSE Local 729 as a Hollywood set painter. For years, she worked at a feminist women's health center, an abortion clinic in conservative Orange County, and was a key organizer in recent Halloween action against the California budget cuts. Please welcome Karen Schmidt.
Thank you. Sisters and brothers, I stand before you today on behalf of radical women. We are queer and straight, Caucasian and women of color, students and workers, mothers, sisters, and daughters. We are here to proclaim that we do not accept Walk for Life assertion that one can be anti-choice and feminist at the same time. It is ludicrous to think that you can take away abortion rights with one hand and affirm equal rights in the other. These misguided false feminists offer us adoption as the only option for a woman faced with an unplanned pregnancy. This is not feminism. This is exploitation. I will not stand for anyone telling me what to do with my own body. These are the same people who would take away my right to love who I want and marry whom I choose because I am a lesbian. These are the same people who control our nation's border and shoot at immigrants. What is next for these people who would violate my fundamental rights? They would like nothing better than to control my religious beliefs. Their version of God is the only acceptable answer. Well, I have news for them. The dark ages are over. It is 2010 and women have rights now. Queers are out and we are not going back. This is the age of enlightenment. And the goddess women are here practicing love and magic. We will not submit to their laws or listen to their false claims of feminism. These fundamentalists are playing into the hands of corporations, which benefit when women stay home, pregnant, serving the needs of the wage slave. Women's labor in the home is not valued by the dominant culture. Corporations view her only value is that of consumer and producer of the next generation of exploited workers. We are seeing how unsustainable this profit system can be. Our broken health care system is just one example. It's time women take their rightful place as leaders. We see a world of empowered people, not power over. We see a society of justice, not oppression. We see a world where families are planned, not forced on women by unfair laws. We see a world where everyone works for the common good, not every man for himself. Brothers and sisters, now is the time for real change. The time for allowing Democrats and Republicans to carry out the dictates of the ruling classes is over. This is our time. It's time for women, immigrants, queers, and people of color to stand up and take back our power. An injury of one is a win injury of all. Together, we can throw off the yoke of oppression and rise up to take our place as equals. We are the future, not the broken capitalist system. Healthcare, childcare, education, jobs, these are the real priorities. A new American revolution is at hand, and it's called socialism. People united can never be defeated. People united can never be defeated.